Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the Mary Griffith Show for this Monday, March 17th. Scott Hardy in for Mary, and I'm about to get myself some education today. I'm going to find out more about what's going on with the Quincy Arts Center. Sandra Height, the director, is in. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Scott.
Also in is Libby. Good morning. It's been a while.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes, it is. Indeed. And they were nice enough to help me out with this. Mary, of course, a little under the weather, but she'll hopefully be back in tomorrow, hopefully, as I cross my fingers. But I understand that you guys were out on all that mess on Friday.
We were. We had scheduled our grand opening, our exhibition opening of our new show, which is called A Life in the Wild. It's a photography show by Thomas D. Mangelson. And, you know, we did brave the storm and still had the opening. And we actually had a lot of people do the same thing and show up, making it worth staying open. So it was a little bit of a scary night, but we enjoyed ourselves. We stayed safe.
Tell me a little bit more about Thomas Mangelson and why we should go out and see these photographs.
These photographs are world-renowned, and they're huge. They're bigger than life. Thomas Mangelson has been taking photographs for decades, and he's known for a few things. One is his extreme patience as he waits and watches animals to capture them in magical moments that are, you can't believe it until you see these photographs that he's done it. And he also doesn't digitally manipulate his photographs. So when you see, for example, a cheetah sitting at a tree at eye level, somehow he captured that and did not, you know, place the cheetah there afterwards. So it's well worth coming to see it. During the course of his life, his photographs have been shown in National Geographic. He's worked with Dr. Jane Goodall, and he has quite some stories to tell. When you look at the photographs, he's got stories and anecdotes that go along with them.
I can only imagine the stories that he would have, but it's a bit of an understatement, though, isn't it, of the extreme patience part?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because he's basically having to sit somewhere where he can't really be seen all that well, but yet he has a certain vantage point, whether it's like near a tree line or in the savannah, because he will go to like East Africa and do all these things.
Yes, he will, and it's, you know, there's one photograph that he's caught the light perfectly in this tree that looks like glass, the way the snow has been captured, and a pack of wolves is walking under this tree. So it has to be everything, you know. It's the light, movement of the animals, their positioning of the animals at the right time in the right place, and how somehow he pulls it all together is unreal. You honestly have to come see it.
Well, I hope that photograph is worth it. I hope it was worth it for him, because, I mean, if you stop and think about it, he got there in the middle of the night in snow and lied down, not just sitting up in a chair, but lying down. And then when sunrise came in that golden hour that photographers always talk about, he got that photo.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. He's still alive, so he survived taking all these photos.
Which not everybody does sometimes, from what I understand. But, yeah, and like you said, these are unaltered. No manipulation, no placing something in a tree. It's all just what he's caught. So, wow. So that is going on. It opened up Friday amongst the winds. And it will be there until May 31st at the Arts Center at 1515 Jersey. And, of course, you're open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 until 6. But that's not the only thing that you've got going on. You have an artist-in-residence program that just wrapped up. Tell us about that.
It did. Our artist-in-residence is really a very unique, tailored art education program that we've designed with Quincy Public Schools. There is no art teacher or art education per se for kindergartners through third grade, and we've just had developed a wonderful relationship with Kim Dean Keller and Erica Maynard, who are the curriculum coordinators there, as well as Dr. Pettit. And we've been able to sort of craft a very bespoke program that we call Artist in Residence, because it means that during the day, our teachers go into the schools, work alongside the teachers in the classrooms, on artwork that is connected to or synced with the curriculum that they are studying. So this year we started with third grade, and they do a unit on Quincy, the river town. And so we did art, very special art with these children over several weeks. And it is now hanging, each school, it's hanging in their pod, a huge 12-foot mural that the children collaboratively put together between the four third grade classes. And it's just, again, that's just spectacular. And I think the children learned a lot, developed a lot of skills, art skills, as well as having opportunities to work with materials that they've probably never worked with before and put these things up. And we're particularly proud because these are trained teachers that are working with the children. This isn't a volunteer program. It's a very high-level art program that's tied to the art standards. So we hope that all contributes to them, not only they're as budding artists, but also helping them to understand the concepts of Quincy being a river town as well.
Right. And this, I've heard you speak on this before. This wasn't something that you really had to try too hard to talk QPS into doing. They were kind of welcoming you with open arms about this.
Absolutely. We have a really strong relationship with the public schools. We both share the mission that we want all of our children in Quincy to have an excellent education. And so coming alongside them and crafting this they made it very easy and have been wonderful to work with all along the way.
And from what I understand, you want to expand this program as well.
We would love to. We would eventually like all of the children, K-3, to have this sort of art program. We need some art instructors. So anyone out there who is an art instructor, contact us. We need to build our pool of talent. But we do plan on eventually scaling that.
And it all depends on who you can have available to take a certain grade and then go from there.
That's right.
Okay, wow. So hopefully folks will contact you at the Art Center who are interested in that, because as you know, I don't need to convince you, you know this, art, you expose a child to art and it opens up so many venues for them, especially when they're young like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets their synapses going and it really stimulates mm-hmm. brain development, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It also helps their well-being, and because we tie it to literature as well, you know, it really helps them to maintain their literacy skills, learning to express themselves in a different way, learning to listen in a different way, following instructions. So it's a really multi-layered educational experience for them.
Yeah, and one of the best things that you can experience as a parent is when that child brings you a piece of their artwork and is beaming about it.
Mm-hmm.
It really does give them a sense of accomplishment, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah. Guests this morning here from the Quincy Arts Center, Sandra Height. Libby is also here as well. And coming up here, we're 6 weeks away, amazingly enough, from the Dogwood Parade. And, of course, you are continuing the celebration after the parade as well, because you are along the parade route, naturally, and you are inviting folks to come on and celebrate it with a downtown art walk. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. This is new this year. So after the parade, we are inviting people to come to downtown Quincy to continue the celebration. So we have 19 businesses who will be hosting local artists to have pop-up galleries for one day only, where they can view art, go in and out of the businesses, and enjoy special perks and the festive atmosphere.
Now, if folks want to be a VIP, and some folks just do because that's who they are, you offer them a chance to do that too, right?
Yes, we are having VIP wristbands for sale. So those are $25 for adults and $10 for kids. And they include perks at various businesses. So some of the businesses are doing discounted drinks. some of the businesses are offering discounts on your entire purchase, free samples, treats, surprises, and interactive activities, especially for the kids, including free face painting.
Very, very nice. Tell you what, we're at 9:29. We're up against a break, but we'll take a break and be back, and we'll talk more about this because there's so much more to talk about here as we talk it over with the folks from the Quincy Arts Center here on The Morning Show on WTAD. Thank you very much, Lisa, and we'll get another report from you coming up in about an hour. We're on our way to 9:35, and welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show. Scott Hardy in for Mary, talking it over with Sandra Hyde and Libby Campbell with the Arts Center. We were talking with Libby about coming up for you here on Dogwood Day, May the 3rd. The Arts Center is taking over the district, and specifically the 6th Street Promenade. And tell us more about the fact that artists are going to be there as well during the day.
They are. So artists will be hosted at the 19 businesses having one day only pop-up galleries, and some of them will also be doing live art demonstrations. We are really excited about this. So local ceramic artist Steve Ryan is going to be doing a demonstration at Quincy Brewing Company out in their courtyard of something called Obvara Pottery, where he makes a pot and gets it very, very hot in a fire and then dips it in a mixture of water and yeast to create beautiful kind of organic looking patterns on it. So that is fascinating to watch, and we're so excited to be able to share that with people at the brewing company while they're relaxing and enjoying the day. The brewing company also has VIP perks. They're going to have free root beer for kids as well as discounts. Another artist named Martha Walden, who's an area painter and mixed media artist, is going to be doing an interactive gel print experience at Quincy Audiology, which is very cool. That's kind of different, something you don't see every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of businesses are taking part in this really all over the district. And so really it'll just make a really nice walking tour and a way to learn about the art scene in the area, isn't it?
It will, yeah. The furthest east we have on Main Street is Poppin' on Main. So that'll, after you make your way down from the Art Center and the Parade Route and the Lorenzo Bowl Lawn Party, you'll head kind of west towards the river on Main Street and stop at Poppin' on Main. That'll be first. And then we actually have a map of all of the locations that we will be sharing with people. We'll have physical maps, or you can look at it online through a QR code, and it'll show you the walking tour kind of from Poppin' on Main all the way down to the History Museum on the Square.
It sounds great. It sounds like something that people by themselves can do, couples can do, or even a way for the whole family. You know, you feed and wear out the kids at the same time, you know, but show them something that's really kind of fun and interesting.
That's right.
Yeah. And if they want to take part in this, like if I want to get a wristband and if I want to find out more, what do I need to do?
So you can go online. And we have it's already on our website of Quincy Arts Center, and you can pre-purchase them there. And then when you arrive, you can either come to the Art Center, or we're going to have some designated booths where you can come and show that you've purchased a ticket, and you can get your wristband at that time. We've got a couple of them. One of them is going to be located near the Washington Theater, because Quincy Children's Museum is also going to have an artist there, and they're going to be activities for children. We're going to have a maker space for families to be able to go into. So we've got a booth there because we think a lot of families will want to participate in those. And then we'll have another booth probably right on 6th Street for all these other businesses for people to be able to go both east, west, and north and south in that whole area. But they're all pretty near each other, so it's not a long walk once you get there. Just, you know, park your car or walk there, and you'll be able to get around to all of these different places where there'll be some amazing art.
It sure sounds like it. It really, really does. And again, if you want to find out more about this or about anything that we've talked about or even about events coming up in the future, just go to QuincyArtsCenter.org. That's QuincyArtsCenter.org, and you'll find out all about it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I feel enriched now. I really
awesome.
Do.
Thank
I really,
you.
Really do. Thank you, ladies, very, very much. Sandra Hite, Libby Campbell with the Quincy Arts Center. Big things going on, including the kind of like a downtown art takeover here. So all that is going on for you here throughout the next couple of months. But the big event coming up May 3rd, right after the Dogwood Parade from 11 to 4, really through the downtown area, starting at Papillon, Maine, and then extending well into the district. So, ladies, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you,
thank
Scott.
You.
You very, very welcome. You're very, very welcome. We're coming up on 9:40. When we come back, we'll talk more about events here in the downtown, in the district, with Executive Director of the district, Brianna Rivera. She's on the way for you here on the morning show on the Mary Griffith Show. I'm Scott Hardy, in for Mary on WTAD. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show for this Monday, March 17th. Scott Hardy in for Mary, and alongside now is Brianna Rivera, the Executive Director of the Historic Quincy Business District. That's the official title, but it's Brianna Rivera. She's head of the district, and she's smart because she's wearing green today.
I am, yes. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah,
some people
course.
Might call this blue, but it's green to me. That's the only thing I had.
I'm 10 years ago when that dress photo came out, I was one of the ones. What are you talking about, blue and black? I see white and
yes,
blue. So.
That kind of threw me through a loop there. That was a while ago.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 years ago.
10
last
years
week
ago. Crazy.
Last week, I know.
I
tell you what, though, it is getting warmer in fits and starts, but that gets everybody thinking about spring, including the district, and you've got a lot
yes.
of things coming out.
Yes, this is always a fun time of year when the weather starts to turn a little bit warmer, so we have more outdoors events planned. But this weekend is the Spring Bloom Market, so this is our second edition of this market. We started it last year. It's kind of a sister event to Chris Kindle. It's a lot of fun, and we'll have about 20 vendors there. It's at the Corinthian, which is 415 Hampshire, and it's this Saturday and Sunday. Oh. So it operates very much like a Chris Kindle event. It's cash only at the door, $2 each time you want to go in, so
mm-hmm.
$2 admission. But we do have a sip and shop package deal going on. So 50 opportunities, you get a swag bag, you get a free drink ticket because there will be a cash bar going on in the Corinthian that week or this weekend. And then we'll also have thrown in a few different district gift certificates and some lucky winners bags. But you also get admission for the whole weekend, and it's $5, and there's only 50 of those that we're giving away this weekend. So be one of the first ones there on Saturday, and you'll get a little VIP, you know, package if you pay the $5. So
definitely.
It's exciting. Something new this year, at least, for a spring bloom. But.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're not celebrating today for St. Patrick's, well, then you can definitely
yeah.
celebrate on Saturday. That's for sure. So
exactly.
But it sounds like a great way to get into the mood for spring and
mm-hmm.
to really kind of learn more about all the businesses that are in the district and everything that,
yeah.
that's offered.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's a good combination of home goods, boutiques that are downtown to get a look at what they have coming in. Jewelry is even represented mm-hmm. down there, and to get everybody at least downtown to start. I mean, it's the first Saturday of spring, so that's kind of, you know, why we picked this date. But it's a fabulous way to get down there and support those brick and mortar locations that are at the market, and then also some of maybe our newer vendors that are trying to, you know, make some headway. So
right, because you always have and that's the neat thing about the district is that there's always going to be some turnover in
yes.
terms of businesses, but the new businesses kind of realize pretty quick, hey, we've got something special here, we need to mm-hmm. get ourselves known.
Yeah, exactly. And so these kind of vendor markets are a perfect way to do that. Even the farmers market, kind of on a smaller scale, you know, every Saturday. That'll start up the first Saturday of May, of course, same weekend as Dogwood. But that's also a great place for us, you know, for different vendors that may be new, like, oh, I wonder if this will work. that's a good place for them to start. The vendor markets are a good place to start, and they're always fun. So
yeah. So it's coming up this Saturday at the Corinthian, 415 Hampshire.
Yep.
And unlike the Chris Kindle Market, you don't have to wear your big bulky jacket when you're inside.
No, hopefully not. Yeah, that's the goal.
Well, that's the goal.
That's the goal, at least.
Well, knock on someone.
Knock on wood. There.
Knock on Formica. The forecast is supposed to be around 60, so
yeah,
it'll be.
I'll take it. Yeah, that's good for spring. Yeah.
So that is coming up. You mentioned the farmers market, but the winter farmers market is still going on for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes, yeah, that's going on until the end of April. We've kind of given that event to Experience Quincy to operate this year, which has turned out very well. So, yeah, the winter farmers market is still going on. You can follow the Poorhouse's social media or Experience Quincy's social media to kind of get up to dates on who's going to be there. But it's every second and fourth Friday, from what I know, until the end of April. So it buds up right. So you can just mark it all season long.
Yeah. And the neat thing is, you do have to be careful with the Kinder, because sometimes at the Quincy Axe Company, they'll offer specials just for grown-ups.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want a Bloody Mary, that's good. If you want to wait a couple of weeks and have a
mimosa. Yeah.
Because that would be my favorite.
Yeah. So they have those going on. Yeah. The swapped out mimosa and Bloody Mary bars. I forget about that.
Right. But it's a real nice way for the vendors, for the merchants who are really active during the spring and summer. They can still do some stuff in the wintertime, still stay active, and still stay up and going, so that way their business only gets stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So those are always very nice. So we have that coming up. Then, of course, downtown cleanup, kind of on a different end of things. On Saturday, April 5th, is the district's downtown cleanup, so our spring cleanup day, from 10 to 11 a.m. Those will be hosted by the Quincy Brewing Company and then ourselves, the district. So that's always a great event. So if you haven't, signed up your fellow employees or your family members, please do, because you'll get a free little lunch at the end, and then you'll also get a block to clean up, and it's always one of my favorites.
So basically, it's you gather right by Quincy Brewing Company, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And will it be right there or in the parking lot across?
It's more or less. So I'm assuming they'll probably utilize the parking lot that's right on 6th Street, that new renovated parking lot. And you come up, and of course you have to sign up ahead of time. So there's a sign up link and everything on the Facebook page. But you'll head to the Quincy Brewing Company, get your trash bags, your gloves. You'll get your assigned location to go out and cover. So bring friends, because that's the best way to do it. You got to.
Right.
And so, yeah, you kind of check in there, you get your spot, and then you're off to the races. You get an hour to kind of clean up your spot, and then everybody meets back at the brewing company around 11 or 11:15 for a little lunch. So that's always fun. And I believe you get a free beer. I can't confirm that 100%. I would have to look back at the event. But last year you did get a free pour on the Quincy Brewing Company that weekend.
Do not hold Brianna Rivera to that.
Don't check the Facebook event first. I just saw it was created. But you're there for the community service. Come on.
Right. That's right. Basically what you're doing there. And if nothing else, you'll find out where you're going with Tierney Craig, because she's very commanding, but does it in the nicest way possible.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very. And she's our board president. She's been doing a fabulous job.
You will go here and do this, and then come on back and have a drink. But you will do this.
You'll do this and clean up this area.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Love it.
She really is. She really is doing that. So, the cleanup again, April the 5th, and again, you get the feeling that the weather's going to be cooperating by that time, and that we're going to be probably well into the 70s. But again, like Brianna and the beer, don't hold me to that promise as well, because I'm not a trained meteorologist. I don't even play one on the radio. So, all righty. We're at 9:50. We'll take a break, and we'll find out what more is coming up in the district throughout the next couple of weeks and months here on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Coming up on 9:53 here on this Monday morning, happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Alongside is Executive Director of the District, Brianna Rivera. Welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Of course. Lovely to have you here. And now, coming up in May, you've got a couple of returning events that are always kind of cool.
Yes.
Including one which really got the 6th Street Promenade, really got it first noticed.
Yes.
With the loft tours.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people saw these and they realized, One, these people are working hard. They're putting their money behind their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, what an addition to downtown Quincy these are.
Oh my gosh, yes. So loft tours, yeah, we haven't heard that word, I think, since 2019. It was pre-COVID. So
wow.
It has been 6 years since the district has done loft tours, and the whole purpose of these is to show off some lofts, either available or some that are already lived in, but just to show the potential to developers, to property owners, to invest in downtown, but also for people who are looking for a spot to, you know, to live in downtown, this gives them a good look. So we always feature a few lofts, and this year the loft tour will be May 17th. We don't have an exact time nailed down yet, but of course follow our Facebook page, our website. It will all be on there. But save the date, May 17th, we'll have a loft tour to kind of to look over a View 21. So View 21, the new construction that's going on there on 3rd Street, we'll be showing off one of those, whether it's fully completed or not. We'll have renderings, if not. Upstairs loft on 6th Street, so on the very end, on kind of on the Vermont side, the Dempsey Lofts right up there on the purple building, and then a loft on Main Street, which will be above kind of where the new Cider House is going to be. You've probably seen a ton of construction on that area close to 8th and Main already, and that'll be our third location. So it's just a really easygoing walking tour. You'll, you know, go to the three different spots, check out the lofts, and it's really cool, especially if you love house hunters, if you love anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous event to go to, and I was very excited to bring it back. So, yeah.
And that's nice because it shows that interest in the district is expanding from just 6th Street.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that you've got Main, you've got near 6th Street with a, I'm sure, a spectacular view of the Adams County Jail, but still.
Still, it's a fabulous building, and you're going to be right on 6th Street. It's a really great spot.
Yeah,
really
you're going to be really close to everything on the promenade, and it's just a walk up a hill, really.
Oh, my
gosh. That's all it is. So, and on Main Street, too, so that is great. And one other thing coming up, I understand?
Oh, yes, a progressive dinner. So we have on Thursday, June 5th, and this Facebook event was just created, so it's there, it's on our website, everything. And if maybe you're listening and you're thinking, what the heck is a progressive dinner? Well, again, this event is long overdue. The last one we had was in 2019, pre-COVID, and ever since I started in January 2024, everybody was saying, I would like to bring back a progressive dinner. We really love those progressive dinners. Are you going to do a progressive dinner? And I go, oh my gosh, I guess I'm going to look into this, you know. But
so
no.
Finally you can say yes.
Yes, okay, we're bringing it back.
Stop asking.
Yes, and it really is actually a fun event. So it's limited to 60. So tickets go on sale April 1st, and you'll be able to find that ticket link on our website. But basically, it's literally a progressive meal. So we have a charcuterie on starter course at the Armory, and then we move on to Wine Gal Whiskey Guy, who's going to be hosting a heavy hors d'oeuvre with Plat Daddy Barbecue. And then and so they've got something really great planned. And then you walk over to the One, and we will have another heavy hors d'oeuvre from Ty Delish. So they're kind of new to the game, and so they're going to have some wonderful pieces there. And then we finish out the evening at the Poorhouse with dessert from Crazy Cake. So they'll have a little dessert array. And so you just kind of walk, and you check out these event venues, and you hang out. It's a small group of 60, and tickets are $50 a person. And so you get this kind of, you know, four-course meal of sorts, and you can finish your evening at the Poorhouse. And it'll be a really fun event, and so we're hoping to bring this back every year and do different spots along the district, different venues, different eateries. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that does sound good. And if you've never tried either Rack Daddy's or Thai Delish, you're really missing out, because they get really quality dishes there. It's just,
oh, they do.
You saw the look on my face. It's just, I'm very familiar with Thai Delish, and that's wonderful stuff. So, but what a great idea, because it's like, you're getting people active, seeing the district, learning everything that is available in the district, and you're linking it with food, which nobody doesn't like.
Nobody, yeah, exactly. And there will be, and I know the Armory is going to do cash drinks, the Wine Gal Whiskey Guy, One, is going to be doing drinks. So, you know, all four stops will have an open bar. So it's really nice. It's going to be very fun to bring back.
It sure does sound like it, but it's almost to the point where it's like you might want to have a a designated driver or something
that
like that,
point,
just
yeah.
to be on
you
the
know.
Safe side. So
uh-huh. yeah, that's funny.
But it's just there's a lot of events coming up here in this month in April, mm-hmm. and of course you know next month I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about Dogwood too. I know the chamber does that, but still you'll be tying in with plenty of stuff too. Just people in the district
yeah.
wandering around.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the very end of the parade is our opening day farmers market, which is always a big deal. So,
right.
So it's gearing up for that too.
Yeah, very, very good. And if folks want to find out more about anything that we've talked about or any other questions that they have about the district, easiest place they can do is either online or at your Facebook page, right?
Yes. So if you don't have Facebook, then go to our website, www.thedistrictquincy.com. Or if you're on Facebook, easy enough. Look up the district and you'll find our logo. It'll have all of our events, anything upcoming. So, yeah, those are the two spots.
Very good. You'll direct them there, and then you'll take care of folks and get them signed up
mm-hmm.
and really take part in the continued growth of the historic downtown business district mm-hmm. and how exciting it is. It really, really is.
It is, yes. It's
yeah.
on the up and up.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep up the momentum, so it's exciting.
Yeah, we are glad to be a part of it here mm-hmm. Ourselves in the district as well. So, I mean, we get the view of the construction, which is exciting, as you can see.
You know,
but
sometimes you got to have a little bit of pain to get to the beauty. You know,
that's
so,
true.
Yeah.
That's very, very true as we
what
look
I've
across.
Learned.
We look at the Historic Museum of Quincy and Adams County. Brianna Rivera, thank you so much. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. The Ramsey Show is on the way for you on WTAD. It's 10 o'clock.